From Washington, this is VOA News. I am Ji Abili reporting. At least six people have been found dead, more than 120 remain missing, and 62 homes are covered Saturday after a huge landslide buried the mountain village of Shinmo in China's Sichuan province. A local government statement said an emergency response to the geological disaster is underway. More than 2,000 people, police, soldiers, and civilians are participating in the rescue efforts. Rescuers and local residents use ropes to move a boulder while dozens of others, aided by dogs to sniff out humans, search the rubble for survivors. This man's home was one of those that was flattened. As we hear through an interpreter, he was injured while trying to dodge the landslide.
All of a sudden, the land started sliding toward us. We couldn't get out of its way. I was one of the lucky ones. So many around me were buried.
Leftist rebels in Colombia say they have released two Dutch journalists kidnapped earlier this week. The two were turned over to a delegation of Colombian human rights officials. A tweet from Colombia's Marxist ELN rebel group said the men have been released in perfect conditions. ELN, Colombia's second largest rebel group, is in talks with the government to put an end to 5 decades of war. Two back-to-back bombs went off in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 25 people and wounding more than 100 others. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the deadly blasts. The attacks happened hours after a car bomb in southwestern city of Quetta killed at least 13 people and wounded 20 others. This is VOA News.